If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, August 11th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 8.5%. That was the latest consumer price index reading at Wednesday morning. The 8.5% figure was lower than estimates of 8.7%. Much of the fall in the pace of inflation is due to the drop in gas prices. Those fell 7.7% in July. Food prices, meanwhile, climbed 1.1% over the month and are now up 10.9% over the past year. That's the largest annual rise since May 1979. If you strip out the volatile food and energy sectors, you get the so-called core consumer price index. That showed the smallest rise in 4 months. Core prices climbed 0.3% between June and July. That's down from last month's 0.7% pace and below estimates of 0.5%. While inflation overall only slowed down a bit, the lower-than-expected reading was more than enough to pep up the stock market. The tech-heavy NASDAQ index gained 2.9% and has now entered a bull market. It's climbed more than 21% from its mid-June lows. The Dow and S&P 500 were up 1.6% and 2.1% respectively on Wednesday. The next number up is 28%. That's how much Disney's stock has fallen in 2022, faring much worse than the S&P 500, which is down 12%. One big part of that drop was an environment where Wall Street is more focused on profits than streaming subscribers. But the tide started to turn for Disney stock late on Wednesday when the company released its second quarter results. The entertainment giant reported better than expected earnings and subscriber growth. You can thank theme parks for much of the earnings growth. Revenue there was up 72%. Meanwhile, its streaming service, Disney Plus, added 14.4 million subscribers. That's about 45% more than expected. The company also said it would raise the price of Disney Plus starting in December and introduce a cheaper ad-supported tier. It wasn't all good news, though. The company cut its total subscriber outlook for 2024 for both Disney Plus and Disney Plus Hotstar in India. The combined total dropped to 245 million, down from 260 million projected subscribers. The company said its ad-supported Disney Plus option will be available for $7.99 a month on December 8th. That's the current price of the ad-free tier. And if you don't want ads, you'll need to fork over $10.99. The price of an ad-free Hulu subscription will also increase $2 to $14.99 a month. After the results were released, Disney stock was up nearly 7% in extended trading on Wednesday. Our last number is 35. That's the number of people that researchers in China identified as carrying a novel virus that's likely to spread from animals to humans. The discovery comes as the country battles its worst COVID outbreak in weeks, with dozens of regions locked down. The findings were reported in the New England Journal of Medicine by Chinese and international researchers. The so-called Lavi virus is a newly identified member of the Henipa viruses, a group that can infect humans and has high fatality rates. In the subjects tested, some whose samples date back 1 to 2 years, all had fever alongside other serious symptoms such as vomiting and impaired liver function. No deaths were reported, nor was human-to-human spread, though the authors caution little can be drawn from their small sample size. Wildlife tested in the region revealed the shrew to be the most commonly infected potential vector, and possibly an intermediate host from bats. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, August 11th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.